Let me just start by saying that we extended the contracts of a couple of our players, John Dornbos and Chris Maragos, and we're just so excited to have these two guys locked up for the next few years. And obviously special teams players, Chris being a big part of what we do on special teams and his value there. You know, it makes me sleep at night having a long snapper with his experience, John's experience, knowing that that operation will be around for the next few years. So congratulations to both of those guys this morning. Injury update, Terrence Brooks will be listed as out for this game, but he's getting better, and we'll see what happens next week. And then the only other two, Zach Ertz will be listed as questionable, and Jordan Matthews will be listed as questionable. Everybody else is okay.
Ertz
happened Wednesday outside, just tightness in the hamstring. Nothing structurally, no damage, no tears, nothing like that. Just a tightness in the hamstring.
Double
practice today. Yes.
Did you have to outbid Vegas to keep Dornbos?
No, he actually was excited to be staying here, so we're excited. We didn't have to outbid Vegas.
It's been a long time since the Eagles have extended players in season. Is this a change of philosophy?
I just think it's important that we can maybe not a change of philosophy, but I think it's important when you know and you look at your roster and you see guys that are going to be free agents who are big parts of your football team. If you can obviously lock them up sooner is better than later, obviously, and then we're just excited to have both these two guys locked up now.
When you got here, you probably looked at the whole team, and special teams has been an area where this team had really thrived. How important was it to you that continued?
Oh, I think it's very important. You know, part of the messaging to the team from my standpoint is, you know, we have three aspects of our team. You know, you got offense, defense, special teams, and it's so important to the success of your team, and we've seen it already this year, the importance of that, and hopefully we can continue to build on that and you know, good things will happen.
Why do you think Dave has done such a good job leading all of those units? Yeah, it's pretty well-rounded with your special teams success.
I just think he's a great teacher, number one. He keeps things simple. The schemes are relatively the same each week. You know, the other thing that I've noticed with being around Dave, too, is he spends a lot more time doing drill work in practice as opposed to just running, you know, kickoff return after kickoff return after kickoff return or punt. You know, he's constantly doing drill work with the guys and teaching them fundamentals, and I think that's a big part of why he's had success there on our teams.
Jordan Matthews' injury, it's just the back spasms. Is that just kind of something that flares up?
It comes from time to time, and obviously this one happened in the weight room on Tuesday, actually, and just precautionary on Wednesday and just kind of making sure he's got plenty of rest and ready to go for Sunday. We're going to bring Paul Turner. We're just going to bring him just in case. I mean, we're going for 2 days and just want to make sure that if nothing goes awry in the next couple of days, you know, that we have a backup plan.
Doug, you had said earlier in the week, thought you had mentioned that you used to go to the Kingdome and watch the Seahawks or anything. Does this make this trip a little more special for you?
It does. It's going home for me. You know, I grew up about 2 hours north of Seattle, and again, you know, I know the Seattle area very well. Obviously, things have changed, but the landscape is still the same. But it's a homecoming in sorts for me, and I still have a lot of family, you know, and friends out there. Obviously, growing up in high school and everything. Got a few texts this week, just congratulating us and wishing us luck, you know, going out there.
How has Isaac Seumalo looked as that extra tackle?
Tackle?
Yeah, well, as a tight end.
Tight end tackle. Good. He's very athletic. He plays the part really well. He did a nice job in the game last Sunday against Atlanta. Increased role a little bit this week, but he's done really, really, really good. And obviously, also in there at guard, and also giving him some center reps during the week on the service team is helping him progress along nicely.
How's the Hearts coming along with the sideline?
Good. You know, yesterday was we cranked that noise up, you know, pretty loud. I think we were, you know, around 100 decibels or something like that in the indoor facility. But he did a nice job yesterday. We had a couple of false starts yesterday, both tackles. V had one and JP had one. and we'll go back inside today and work it again with the noise. So it's been really good. You know, we continue to use it, continue to work on it. All of our cadences are available in the silent count. You know, ones, twos, threes, doubles, everything's available. So we just keep working.
As a receiver, it's only natural to want the football. Back in your playing days, when you had a conversation, so to speak, with the receiver about him saying, throw me the ball, how does you respond to that? How would you like Carson to respond to those type of demands?
You know, when I was a player, And watching guys like Brett Favre do this and of course Dan Marino, you know, learn from both of those guys. These guys, they would just grab them and instead of talking about it, they'd actually grab them after practice and work on those routes. And that's where you gain your trust. And that's, as a quarterback receiver, that's where you start building that bond. You know, you can't catch enough balls. You can't throw enough balls to each guy individually. You know, and of course during games, you know, there's only one ball and it can only go to one person. But that's how you handle it, you know, and you just grab that guy and you continue to talk through. And from a quarterback's perspective, this is how I want that receiver to run this route with this look. And so he and Carson just need to keep talking, and they need to grab each other after practice and just keep working on those routes. And, you know, that's how they get the trust and the bond going.
You had a run game that went for over 200 yards last week. How much more confidence now are you in calling those plays and, you know, the players executing?
Well, if they work, I'll call them all the time. it's the run game is obviously important. You know, everything kind of stems. You hear it around the league. Coaches talk all the time. Hey, get the run game going. Get the run game. We gotta have the ability to run. We have to run this week. You know, it just it takes a little pressure off your quarterback. Number one, last week was great to see our offensive line really took it to heart. Our backs played and ran extremely hard and extremely well, and we're going to have to continue to do that going forward. I think it just alleviates some of the pressure and some of the stress off of Carson and allows him to free up and do more in the drop back, the play action, screen game, and again, it all stems off of the run.
Yesterday, Jim Schwartz was saying that, like, if you look back in May, you know, you wouldn't think that a guy like Jalen Mills, seventh round pick, would be following a guy like Julio Jones around the field. I was just wondering, you know, how much growth have you seen from Jalen since you got him, and also since that first game you played in, you know, against the Bears?
Yeah. Well, Jalen caught our eye right away, you know, in OTAs and obviously in training camp. One, very physical on the outside, doesn't mind contact. He's a good tackler. Had a lot of PBUs against our guys in training camp and just a tough corner. And then being able to play early and often now throughout this season and some of the things that he's done, it just shows the confidence that our defensive staff, myself, have in a player like that. And you know, and I can also say the same with Big V and Isaac now, some of these younger players that are getting a chance to play. It's just valuable reps for them, and it's just going to make us stronger and better and deeper in those at those positions.
You mentioned going inside yesterday, and you're going to go back in today. How much do you sacrifice by not having the extra room of outside, and how tough was that decision to put the noise over being outside?
Well, you know, it's harder from the individual groups to be able to get some work done individually. You know, obviously outside you can do that, and the equipment and all that stuff trying to come inside. You know, but you know, it's one of those things where you're going to give up something to get something, and we're trying to work on the noise and work on that, and so it's obviously a lot easier to do indoors. And even though this is an outdoor stadium, it's still a very loud place to play, and you know, it's a sacrifice you make, but it's a valuable one, preparing your team for what they're about to face.
They're calling for rain, I think, Sunday. You know, how does that impact?
You know, it's like early in the week it was 70-80%. I think it's down, you know, 40-50%, but it's going to be, you know, it should rain consistently, I think, throughout the day. You know, and I try to just with the team not use it as a you know, anything to motivate, but we can't let it be a distraction for us. We just got to go play. I think it might be our first one this year, you know, weather game, and it'll be great for us to play in something like this, you know, for Carson to play in it and on the road. But, you know, again, we don't, unless it's real, real windy and rainy, we won't change much with the game plan or anything like that.
Okay. All right. Thanks, Doug.